We're now joined on the call by the head coach at Stony Brook, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Coach Priori.
Good morning.
Good morning. A hard-fought game for you guys on Saturday at home against Rhode Island, and score a couple touchdowns in the fourth to win 14-3. Give me your breakdown on that victory.
Every football game is tough on Saturday, as we see every week, and this conference is competitive. And my expectation, it would be a very close game and a physical game, and it was. Rhode Island played well enough. Our defense really, after the first drive of the first quarter, really shut them down, held them to about 100 yards or so total offense. So that was obviously very helpful. And offensively, we had opportunities to score in the first half and the third quarter. We did not capitalize on those scenarios. And as a result, it was a very close game. And, we went to our two guys, Bedell and Gowans, with the offensive line. And we're able to put together a couple of drives off some good field position situations. So competitive game, it's always good to win.
When you have a game where you're going through some of those type of struggles, how impressed with your team and how important to be able to get a win in a game like that when you're not necessarily at your best?
Yeah, well, you've got to play the fourth quarter of every game. And, we've been able to do that 2 weeks in a row, is come out and take charge in the fourth quarter and play through adversity. And so I think we're growing up that way. And, like everybody else, as Rich just articulated, just need to get better and more consistent.
We're here with Stony Brook head coach Chuck Priori. If you have a question for him, just hit *1 on your keypad. And we've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
And your first question is from Kevin Trisoloni with the Delaware Online.
Hey, Coach, I just wanted to ask you what led you to originally hiring Lyle Hempel for your coaching staff, and what makes him such a good defensive coordinator?
I appreciate the question. Got a chance to know him through some of my assistant coaches at the time. And my defensive coordinator at the time knew him well. And, we were looking for a secondary coach. I had a chance to visit with him. And the two things that impressed me the most about him were he had a very calm personality, and the second thing is he was a football junkie. Obviously, Dad was a football coach, and was really impressed with his knowledge and his want to learn. And over his first couple of years here, he that held out, and then as a coordinator the past, this is his fourth year, it's just been awesome.
Hey, Coach, have you ever recruited any of his dad's players at St. Elizabeth? I mean, did you know his dad at all?
Knew him a little bit. We weren't really down that area a lot, and okay. Certainly if they were good, they probably weren't going by Delaware and Villanova to come here, but we definitely were aware of his dad and his program.
How would you describe, your team's defensive personality? Because you guys have certainly developed a reputation as being quite staunch defensively.
Yeah, first, I really believe Lyle and the defensive staff have set a tone from the shoulders up. We do a lot of different things, and we ask our kids to adapt week to week, and a lot in nickel situations. And so I think number one is we're a very smart defensive team that has the ability to learn. And secondly, we attack. We're aggressive. We don't stand back, and we're gonna go after the defense, and we're gonna be aggressive.
Coach, with Delaware changing coaches yesterday, does that alter your planning at all, or throw any wrinkles or add any mysteries to, what you might be facing down here on Saturday?
Well, I think every week offenses adjust, defenses adjust, special teams adjust to prepare for a game. So our expectation is Delaware is a well-coached team. They'll do the things they think they need to do to win this game based on what they see on film. So it really doesn't make us change much.
Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate your time.
You got it.
Chuck, talk about in Rhode Island had that one long drive in the first quarter, 16 plays and about 70 yards, 7-minute drive. But after that, you guys only allow 134 for the game. What was the adjustment that you made the rest of the way after that first drive?
Their tight end was hurt, and we didn't know that obviously till game time, and so. They came out in four wide receiver set that whole drive, and so you work on something all week and that you expect to see, and then we saw the same plays out of some different sets, and so it just took us a little while to figure out how we wanted to adjust to those sets. And to their credit, they did something on that drive and got it done, and then to our credit, we adjusted and pretty much shut down that same attack the rest of the game.
Tyrese Beverett, the CAA Defensive Player of the Week, 11 tackles, 4 tackles for loss, and a forced fumble. Talk about not only the effort that he had on Saturday, but the season that he's had for you.
Yeah, I mean, he's a very good player. He's a captain, as a junior. You know, he runs around, plays reckless, and, you know, Saturday he was certainly a instrumental part of making the adjustments and making plays and creating negative plays.
You guys, a crowd of over 12,000 at home, largest ever on Saturday. What does that mean for your program when you're playing and seeing that kind of support?
Yeah, I mean, certainly on a homecoming, and I'm getting the alumni back, and the campus support and the community support is awesome. And, you know, being able to win the football game is obviously helpful, you know, but it's great for the kids to get a chance to play in front of those types of crowds.
You touched on your two backs, Stacey Bedell and Jordan Gowans, and both of them over 100 yards. How are those two guys different? And with both backs, do you feel like you eventually just start to wear people down?
Yeah, you know, when the game's over, you know, you got a 60-some-odd play game. They're each playing 30 plays, and, you know, they're able to put the ball in their hands 25, 21 times. And, you know, they're not playing a lot of other plays that they're not getting the ball. So I think that is crucial. So I think we got fresh legs. You know, we don't have to go two or three plays in a row without putting the other guy in. And they are different backs. You know, Stacy's a little bit more elusive and sees things. And Jordan's a downhill kid that, you know, looks like a one-yard carry, ends up being a six-yard carry. And, you know, Jordan's just really getting his feel, you know. He had surgery in April, didn't have spring ball under his belt, and really didn't start going full speed till August 1st. So I think he's just getting his legs underneath him.
Got a media question. Q, you got time for one question. Chris, if you'll get that for us.
Your question is from the line of Christopher Huddle with Herb FM Radio.
Hey, Mr. Chuck, how you doing?
Doing well.
Just talking about you're coming down to Delaware to play Delaware. What's your feeling like this morning hearing that Coach Brock got fired, you know, midseason? What is your take on him, and what did you learn from playing against him and coaching against him?
Well, two things. First of all, I'm not at Delaware, so I don't know the situation. You know, from my perspective, Dave is a class person, and I'm sure he handled the situation with class. You know, I know him from the days at Hofstra. He was a Long Island guy, and just great family. Wife's awesome. Children are awesome. And, you know, he's been a good football coach everywhere he is, and I wish him the best of luck, and I'm certainly going to reach out to him over the next couple of days. And, you know, this business is a tough business, and, you know, certainly, you know, it gets tougher and tougher every day. So, but, you know, I'm sure Delaware will plug along, and so will Stony Brook.
Yeah. Talk about the three keys for you guys to win on Saturday down there in Newark.
You know, they're a physical team, so we've got to match their physicality. You know, we've got to obviously be able to protect the ball and not give them any short fields. And lastly, you know, they got some good backs coming at you in the run game. And, you know, they'll control the game if you let them. So you've got to be able to, you know, make their first down carries be 1 and 2 yards and put them in a little longer situation for second and third down.
No, thanks, Coach. Have a good week.
Thank you.
All right, Chuck, thanks for your time as always today. And look forward to talking to you again next week.